Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can you imagine if I had like a handicapping wife mafia? I'd be dead already. You know what I mean? Like, cause I'm married with a bunch of kids and everything and a house and the whole deal. And I've been with her forever. She's cool as hell, but she hates sports. She has absolutely zero interest in any of it ever. Like, I have bashes at my house, huge parties. I mean, you can't even fathom the parties. These guys will back me up on this. And, I mean, people falling down in my yard, limousines pulling up, people doing felonies. But she won't watch one play. But if I was with, like, a handicapping chick, I'd be dead already.
The only thing your wife likes about sports is putting your kid in everyone possible, making you drive to practice.
She goes to the kids' games and I think sits in a crowd and talks bad about people. She doesn't watch the game, actually. So how do you believe that you became a sports handicapper? How did all of this happen? Tell me the story of how you went from, is this all true, cocktail waitress to handicapper?
Well, it's partially true. So
that's just what they're selling us.
Well, I mean, it's easy to sell that, right? Because it just sounds like I'm like some chick with a tray running around, you know.
No, you can make a ton of money in Vegas being a cocktail waitress.
That's the thing. I worked at a nightclub. We did bottle service. I'm not the tray waitress jumping off. You know, Jack and Cokes to the guys at the slot machine.
But a lot of money in the bottle end of things.
There really was. And so I graduated from college in the middle of the recession, and I'm like, oh, God. Right. I'm probably not even going to get a job because I had a 2.5.
Are you from out there?
No, I'm from Kansas.
All right.
So I went to Kansas State, and I graduated from college, and I'm like, well, cool. So nobody's hiring. And my girlfriend's like, let's move to Vegas. This girl I know that works at this nightclub at the Wynn can get us a job. I said, okay, done. And for 8 years, that was my life, and it was awesome.
So did you work at the Wynn, too?
I worked at the Wynn.
I did that Tony Hawk's skate park event there.
Okay.
Remember when it was there?
Yeah.
Do you remember when we had that thing there? I hosted that. That was pretty cool. I stayed there. I brought my son out there. That was a bad decision.
Probably.
Kids. He was like a little kid.
I was going to say he's a little guy.
Well, so now, what have you turned it into? Obviously, great things are happening. You're doing the show. We'll talk about the show in a minute, but what is this? You're full-on, full-time sports bettor.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do a ton of media, right?
Right.
So the media stuff has just been more recent. I've always done stuff over the years because everybody's like, who's this chick?
Right.
We want to have her on.
Right.
You know, you can have a fat guy in a fedora. You can have me. So.
Right. I'd rather have you than a fat guy in a fedora.
Usually that's how it works.
It pretty much works out.
I mean, it was funny today. My mom, we were walking around Central Park after we had breakfast, and I said something. She goes, yeah, but you can hang with the guys. And I go, yeah, Mom, everybody knows that. But the idea is that so can 85% of the other guys.
Did you, you did the show today. Were you on there with my friend Scott Stanford on
HQ? That was my first time with Scott.
So I'm good friends with him. I work out with him once in a while. I see him every day, like, working out. And I've done his, he used to be the sports anchor at Channel 11 here in Manhattan. So he lives in my town. And I am good friends with him. And he asked me to do that show that he's doing this week. He's doing it this week.
That's awesome.
He doesn't always do it.
That's the first time I've ever been on with him.
So
it was
did
great.
You have fun?
I did, but it was different. So I usually do the show from home.
Right.
We do like a four square. I can see everybody.
Right.
If the camera comes to me, even though the tee up isn't correct. So anyway, it was kind of weird.
Do you go on HQ a lot?
I'm on every day.
Oh, all right.
So I don't watch. I love it. It's great. I mean, it's one of those digital platforms. So if you don't want commercials, you don't want any of the BS, you just go and you watch and you get picks from me and the other sportsline experts.
One of the guys here, Bill Ryder, he does a show on there too.
I was trying to get on Bill's show tomorrow. They're trying to put me on Wednesday, but I kind of promised my mom that I was done at 10 a.m.
So do you do it on a Skype thing when you're doing it?
Is that how you Skype do it? Or TVU, depending on where you're at.
Right.
And it's actually great quality. I mean, it's 2019. You should be able to do that.
So
kind of stuff.
So you play a lot in Vegas. Where do you bet?
So I'm not allowed to bet at a couple of the casinos anymore.
Why is that? Because you cleaned them out?
They don't like people that win. I mean, that's pretty
that.
Well known. You're starting to learn that in New Jersey from some of these things.
I lived there twice.
You're starting to learn. New Jersey's doing the same thing, where people start getting cut off and they want to know why. And if you're well connected in the industry and you have, if you can beat the line on a regular basis, if you follow Steam, if you just generally can beat them, they don't want you. I'm at the Westgate a lot. It's one of my favorites. Those guys take great care of me. If you guys go down there, one of the nicest sports books in Vegas. Those
I
guys
used to go there when, you know, I lived there in 93 when it was the Hilton.
Oh, wow.
And so I used to go there literally every day and play.
You're lucky
it was
you didn't
Hilton.
Get shot.
I mean, everything happened to me there.
The Hilton was terrible.
I had some of my best wins there ever and some of my worst losses there ever.
Yeah.
In less than a half a second, lose a wad of money. I mean, it was crazy. But they, you know, now it's the Westgate. They got a nice little thing going with ESPN that they're their book. So that's where you do it mostly?
So usually there, and then a little bit at CG, a little bit at Caesars. It just depends. I mean, I'm line shopping basically at the end of the day. Whoever wants to give me the best number or the best money line.
And so are you glad that you moved out to Vegas?
Yeah. I mean, it's changed my life. You know, Vegas and I had a love-hate for a long time. Vegas is a tough city to live in. As you know, you're married with kids. I wouldn't recommend people that are married with children to live there, but it's got great restaurants. I can fly anywhere in the world almost direct.
I used to do my show there twice and live there. I did it. I lived in the Mandalay Bay and did it. And then I do a ton of shows out there every year.
You lived in the Mandalay Bay.
That seems
hard to do.
I did it for a year and every day. And that sports book, the radio studio there at the sports book, I was the first one they put in there. And the bottom line was I didn't sleep for a year or eat. I don't remember. I just drank and did drugs.
And, yeah, that's what I tell people all the time. Like, when they come to visit, I'm like, I live here. I will come see you for a little bit of time.
I'll
maybe
stop in for a half hour.
You know, I had some of my best friends from high school, and I went out with them. We watched the K-State game, and I was like, okay, I'm taking an Uber home. They're like, why? We're going to go to this nightclub.
I'm you're on this K-State game. You brought it up to me. I didn't know you went there. So you just said, who do you like in the Iowa State game? And I was like, I think, and what is it, the Irvine's playing K-State? Who is I think Irvine can beat K-State. Them.
No, and I'm not discrediting that, but the thing is that you have to look at it from a line perspective here. Listen, Anteaters have been really hot. They won, 15 of their last 16 or something. And you're looking at this team going, you know, I can see that on paper. This K-State team has a really great defense, but without Dean Wade, it scares me. It's terrible, honestly. By all means, I've heard he's no for Friday for sure.
Right.
And that's what I have to go with is the guys that I know there. You know, he went and saw the doctor today. I'm hoping something changes, but it's almost like, do you want to hurt Dean Wade? Not really.
No.
So we've seen a hurt Dean Wade a couple times.
How did you get land this TV gig? That's pretty exciting. With the how did they approach you? About
the Showtime guys.
Yeah.
So it was kind of crazy. They're just like, hey, somebody sent me an email, and I get emails all the time for random stuff, and you're just like, yeah, sure.
Right.
Nobody said Showtime at first. It was like Boardwalk, you know, because it's like a production company,
right,
and then they sell it to whoever.
Sure.
And he was like, I think Showtime's going to buy it. I've got this great idea. And I'm like, yeah, sure, bro. And they followed me around for a few weeks, and I was a total not nice person because I'm like, okay, it's football season. Like, I'm done moving my schedule for you guys. Like,
they make it real? Like,
it's all
like a real thing.
And
this guy, this crack guy, all
actually, Crack and I are good friends.
So it's just he's a heavy bettor, and you're a heavy bettor, and they follow you.
Yeah, and, you know, there's five or six other people on the show. None of which I've met. And so it's like this kind of crazy thing that they kind of fuse us all together from what I understand. So truth be told, I haven't watched the show.
Right.
I did get episodes sent to me and they're like, what do you mean you haven't watched it? I'm like, well, we're planning this big
party
with some of my friends. Cause I think it'd be more fun to watch it live with some of my good friends, have some beers, hang out by the pool, you know, cause it's March in Vegas. So we can
I
be
do
the pool.
Same thing. I do NFL Network. I've never watched it. I saw it on a plane one day. I don't watch it, but I do it. You know what I mean? I tape thousands of them. I just don't care. So, but do you think, you haven't seen it, but when you did you get the feeling like it was badass? Like it was really cool? Because it seems cool what they've edited.
You know, for me, it's like this. It's like, this is my life. Like, I don't feel like my life's exciting. Like, I remember he's like, okay, cool. We're going to film you watching the games at the sportsbook. I'm like, I don't watch the games at the sportsbook.
You just go bet.
He goes, what do you mean? Well, I don't even go to the sportsbook.
You just do it on your phone.
Yeah, I have every app that I need. You go to a website, you have an app, you have whatever you need at your computer. And he's like, what do you mean? What are you going to do? I'm like, I'm going to watch the games with my French bulldog on the couch. And he goes, can we film that? I'm like, absolutely not. Like,
Did you start your whole bankroll yourself? You went out there and said, I'm going to start betting on sports with nothing. And then you built it into this little empire.
So, you know, you mentioned you make good money working at the nightclub. So I had money saved up and I would bet 50, 100 bucks a game here and there. And next thing you know, it grew in nickels and dimes.
Right.
And then I got a little out of control.
Right.
I had to reel myself back in, which is something I try to always teach people is like, hey, money management's really important. And you have to go broke. I fully believe it to really
learn.
Not broke, but like you have to scare yourself a little. Yeah, you do. You're going to have those roller coaster rides where you're going, oh, man, this is bad.
It's dangerous.
And it is. And it's something that people really need to learn. And I try to teach everybody. Like, when they're like, how much do you love this game? I'm like, bro, I'm back to nickels and dimes.
Right.
If I love something, that's it.
So we go, we're there a lot doing the show. I do the show at the D a lot downtown.
Oh, nice, with Derek.
And, yeah, and I'm there all the time doing the show. Super Bowl week, first week of football, blah, 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 March Madness. And so when I'm there, these two and myself, typically what I'll do is let's say I'm there for like 12 days. I'll bet on literally every game, every night, everything that's on the board, but all just nickel and dime. You know, I'm doing about 20 or 40 a pop every game. I never freak out. I'm never doing C notes or, you know, $1,500 on games or things of that, or $1,500 nights. I don't do that. I used to, but now I bet small all night, and I get every game going. And at the end of the week, I'm usually sitting with a nice fat pocket. Bottom line, I don't freak out. I just do it small.
Well, and I think it's important to everybody to understand, like, how much are you willing to lose,
right,
without it being either detrimental or you being upset about it? And that's where I found, like, anymore, this is where I'm at, and this is what I'm totally okay with.
So that's all you do and to pay your bills and do all these shows,
well,
and
I do
to
shows
promote
and,
yourself.
And media stuff, right? So I have a regular job. I work for a company called Wager Talk.
Right.
I'm the director of media relations, so I host all of their videos,
right,
do a ton of their social media stuff. So, yeah, I have a regular job. There's been times where I haven't before the legislation got passed.
Right.
And it can get dicey sometimes, right? Like, it's great when
for
it's
sure.
great. Don't get me wrong. I'm like, cool. I just hit a 15-to-1 ticket. Right. I'm going to Hawaii for 2 weeks. Well, that's not how real life works.
I have a friend that does, and the mafia knows him. He's a full-time professional horse bettor. So he plays the ponies only, and that's all he does. And I'm talking about, you know, between $750 and $1.5 million a year. That's what he does.
That's awesome.
That's all he does. That's all this guy does all day. And he's really the coolest dude ever. But he's when he goes in there with his stuff.
His racing form.
He's
yeah.
creepy. Like, he's gone. Like, once he walks in that door, it's the last you're seeing of him. And, you know, the whole day, every day. And that's what he does. And he's a freak. When we come back, I want to talk about the tournament. You want to hit some games?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Kelly Stewart, she's on the new show on Showtime called Action. And it looks absolutely badass. It premieres Sunday, March 24th at 8 Eastern. I think that's this Sunday, right? It's this Sunday. So it's on right before Billions, which is like, that's a nice lead-in now. A cool gambling show right into a, basically a show about gambling. Billions is crazy. I love this show. I've never missed an episode. Kelly Stewart is here. She's on the new show Action on Showtime. It's very exciting. It debuts Sunday at 8 Eastern on Showtime, right before Billions. That's a great lead-in for you guys because I think a lot of people are going to watch it. I think people dig it anyway. So I like this story that you were telling me about your career there. So when you started, like, you were telling me about this big bet that you hit that got you made because you were like, let's just say in French, nobody. And there you go. You go out and you land this huge bet. And then all of a sudden the people like Don Best start calling you to be a tout.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, it really was crazy because I was just a recreational bettor, right? Like, I'd go to the sports book with my friends, and you just kind of, like, bet games based on, hey, I feel this way, or I look at it this way, or there's a situation here, or, hey, Alabama has so-and-so on deck. I mean, you could look at it from that, but as far as the numbers game went, I had no idea. I knew that there was math behind it.
Right.
I didn't like math unless it involved money.
I skipped school that day.
Right? So it was kind of this weird—
smoking weed.
Right? Exactly. So— here's me, and I go into the sportsbook one night before work at the Bellagio, and I place a bunch of bets, and I had three games that I really like straight up. I sprinkled a little bit on the money line. I was like, you know, I'm going to put $100 on all three parlayed on the money line.
Right.
Rutgers to beat Arkansas, K-State to beat Oklahoma, which everybody calls a homer pick, but it really wasn't at that point in time. That was the year that they should have won the big that was the year they should have won the national championship. And then Oregon State to beat UCLA.
Right.
And so paid 85-to-1. And all of a sudden, I get a call from the newspaper. Hey, we want to interview you. We want to talk to who you are about your... We saw your ticket on Twitter. And Todd Furman, who also does the HQ show with me, called me from Don Best and said, hey, we want to have... I'm like, bro, I'm making great money at the nightclub. I don't want to come sell picks. I don't want to do anything. And he's like, well, you listen to me. Like, I know that you're legit and you have a general idea. If you would just let us mold you... and show you the actual analytics and some other stuff behind the game, like, you can make a ton of money. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And so I go in there and I got this little jersey. They're like, here, bring some different outfits, whatever. Well, I worked at a nightclub. So, like, our outfits were, you know, nightclub outfits.
Scantily clad.
Yeah. And so I had this jersey on and boy shorts, and they're all looking at me like, who is this girl?
Right.
And they put me in front of a camera. I'm in front of a green screen. They're like, okay, tell us about your three favorite games. Go. And I just started listing off reasons why I liked games. And next thing you know, John, who is the producer, put it together, and it was really funny.
Right.
And everybody's like, why didn't you take those off YouTube? And I'm like, because I'm not ashamed of it. I thought I was having a really good time.
Right.
So that ticket kind of molded into doing some stuff. Then the newspaper was like, hey, do you want to come write articles for us? Do you want to do more stuff? Do you want to do this radio spot? And it kind of just started to articulate
it
from
evolved.
There. And, you know, with the new legislation being passed last May, everything has just absolutely exploded.
Do you think, Kelly Stewart was, do you think that, like just off the beaten path, do your friends think you're a freak? Because, like, I guarantee, like, my guess is that not many of your girly friends are handicappers, that you would be the one, and do they think you're, like, something's wrong with you?
Well, this
like,
is funny.
I don't know women that bet on sports, to be honest with you. Many. Let's just face facts.
I don't know any.
So there you go. So did they think you were a freak? Your friend's like, what's wrong with Kelly? She's always going down to the sports book.
Well, I think it's like my friends growing up knew that I was into sports. We all played sports or we were into sports. And then it carried over to college where I was, like, really into the Big 12 because that was K-State's conference. So college football, college basketball. And they were like, how do you know all these other players from the other teams? I'm like, well, you have to know. That way, you know, your expectation level, we're going to win this game. And I would start kind of looking at spreads then. So, like, I knew the spread of the game, like, oh, we better win this game. And if we didn't, as I remember, we were like 13.5-point favorites against Fresno State. And I was irate, obviously not sober either. And my friend's like, why are you so mad? I'm like, we should have won this game by 2 touchdowns, according to Vegas. And you're right. They're looking at me like I'm insane.
Did you bet on college football when you were there? Did you start betting in college with mommy and daddy's money?
I wish mommy and daddy's money put me through college. It did not. But I'm actually still paying for that. But
okay, so did you bet in college with the little money that you had then?
The first time I went to Vegas, I was 19. I had a fake ID, and that was when I placed my first sports bet.
Right.
And it was a loser. And then it kind of articulated from there. I was always like a big gambler. I always enjoyed gambling. So it just kind of carried over where you get tired of losing
what
your money at the blackjack.
What kind of gambling do you like?
I like to play poker. I like a little blackjack. But
do you like free bet blackjack?
Free bet blackjack. I like Switch.
When you get drunk
and you just get to switch
top two
cards.
I don't really like Switch. So, I never got into it. I like the free bet. The free bet is fun.
He's a junkie.
Where do you play free bet? Downtown?
Everywhere.
I'm not trying to get shot.
You can't play free bet.
Shot downtown.
Like, you can barely get a free bet game on the strip. Like,
no,
like,
I don't. But like, you don't gamble. I mean, if you're going to gamble, don't.
Somebody got shot outside the Four Queens, remember, like a month ago?
See? You think I'm joking? You think I'm joking? It's not a joke. It's real life.
It's real.
Free bet games magic,
living your
though.
Best life down on Fremont Street. I want to get, like, what did you think of the brackets and everything? I'm not going to freak out with you or anything, but what did you think the first time you looked at it? Did you see any money?
You know, there's a few interesting dynamics on the brackets, and there's a few teams that...
Do you want to see it here?
Yeah, let me double check it, just because I worked on it last night.
I just want you to know, I can't remember anything without something in front of me because I smoked a lot of weed
Normally I bring my notes, but I didn't because I was just like, oh, we're going to talk about action. Okay. So the first thing that sticks out to me, Florida +2 is really interesting dynamic. Here's this Nevada team.
I made a lot of money with them last week.
I made a lot of money with this team as an underdog this season, and here's a Nevada team that I think is really overrated and has been for a better part of the season because they made the Sweet 16 last year. All of a sudden, they were the darling to win the national championship. The team out of the Mountain West is not happening. Truth be told, that's one of the conferences I used to follow a lot living in Nevada.
Sure.
Mountain West is absolute garbage. We don't need to touch on UC Irvine, K-State, because we kind of already talked about that with Dean Wade.
Right.
Iowa State, Ohio State's an interesting dynamic because the line is about 2 points too high, and it has me questioned. That's why I asked what you made the game.
I just think they're better than
Iowa State's absolutely better.
State's barely better than Indiana.
They might not even be, truth be told.
They beat them in Bloomington by 3 on a last-second 3, but I don't think they're playing better than Indiana was at the end of the season.
The game that I have the biggest lopsided numbers from Vegas, I have St. Mary's +1.5 versus Villanova.
Yeah,
That's a 4-point difference. That tells me to absolutely hammer.
Did you watch
St. Mary's
game that they beat
Gonzaga?
That's
crazy. I had St. Mary's in that game.
Do you really think that they can do that again and beat another heavy? Like Villanova,
but Villanova's not heavy.
But they are. But they play a heavy schedule.
Oh God, I just don't think they're that good.
You don't think that WCC is like pansy ass schedule?
Yeah. So is Gonzaga's pansy ass schedule too? I mean, do you think Gonzaga's going to make the Final Four?
But Gonzaga plays in a lot of, you know, heavies like tourneys and stuff.
Yeah, in the beginning of the year.
They play
a
lot of bigs. So the difference is St. Mary's doesn't. Then all of a sudden they beat their ass. I couldn't even believe it. Everybody got burned on that bet.
I didn't. But you got to pay attention. I'm an underdog better. Like, obviously, that's what I'm looking. I'm looking for these dogs. I want dogs that can win outright. I'm looking at Yale.
To pay.
I'm looking at Yale. I already missed the boat on Northeastern. I'm so pissed about that.
Right.
Went from 11 to 7. That is major money moving that number.
So the ship already sailed. You still don't think they can handle that?
I wouldn't be surprised to see some Kansas money come in between now and tip-off, but I don't think it's going to...
I think they stink.
They're terrible. That's what we were talking about before the show. But that's the thing is, if I could have got 11 and now it's 7, do I just...
So,
Stay away.
What do you think is going to happen to your life now that you're going to be on Showtime for a month and everyone's going to start, it's going to balloon into all kinds of other things. There's going to be, you think the people were calling you before? you think Don Best, I think they're going to go a little higher than Don and his friends. This could be huge for you. Are you ready to, freak out? I think you're going to freak out a little bit, aren't you?
I don't know. I feel like this is also
You can't
very...
pretend like it's not going to freak you out.
Okay, well, I think it already is. I mean, I laughed this morning when I got to the hotel and I got a call from one of the guys at Showtime. And he's like, hey, I'm going to take care of you today. And I'm like, what? I need a handler? He's like, I got you a coffee from Starbucks.
That's
Do you need
awesome.
Anything else? And I'm
we
like,
work with them.
It's so funny to me because I'm like, you're amazing. Can you just follow me around every day? I'm like, hi, can you grab my phone charger out of my bag? Like, sorry,
see?
I'm mic'd in. Like, you know what I mean? That's not me at all.
We work for the Showtime boxing people. We do all the Showtime
That's
fights.
Awesome.
So CBS owns Showtime. That's
right.
So I've been doing their fights forever. Do you like going to sporting events?
I love it. It's my favorite thing. If you go to my Instagram, you'll see, that's one of my favorite things to do. I don't get a lot.
Right.
I don't get to do it a lot. Thursday games are great. Sunday night games, Monday night games, because scheduling.
Right.
The worst thing you could ever do to yourself is bet a full college football slate and then be on an airplane or be at a game with no service because you know how those stadiums have. So I try to stay away from that.
So are you, single? What do you do?
I have a boyfriend. He bets sports professionally.
So you fell in love with a handicapper?
I think he fell in love with me and I didn't mean to fall in love back.
Do you school him betting? Are you better than him?
So we're different kind of sports bettors, okay? So he is a strict market player. So he sits there and he's got his Don Best screen open.
Right.
And he bets strictly steam, strictly market. He arbitrages games.
Right.
So he's got 40 accounts and he says, okay, I'm going to bet the money line here. I'm going to bet the +5 here.
Right.
And is just looking to make, if you're betting, dimes, and you can bet on both sides.
I got 45 seconds. What do? Sit around the breakfast table and analyze each other's action every day?
A lot of times we don't talk about it because we're on different sides.
Don't even talk about it.
Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we don't. But the other day, actually, I was really laughing because he goes, what's your favorite bet today? I go, Iowa State. He goes, I bet Baylor.
Does he get jealous when you have big hits? Does he get jealous? Or do you guys have good relations after you hit a big bet and he doesn't?
I think you have to keep that separate. But yeah, there's some definite resentment sometimes.
It's really great meeting you. I'll be rooting for you from now on. I'll tell my friends that I had you on the show. And good luck with action on Showtime. And keep knocking them dead in Vegas. It's really a pleasure to meet you, Kelly. Thanks
Thank
for coming
having
on.
Me on.
All right, Kelly Stewart of Action on Showtime. Don't forget, it starts Sunday at 8 Eastern. And... she's awesome, and I'm glad she likes gambling on sports because that's all we like to do around here is bet on sports.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.